Well, Jeff Weinkauf, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are seeking a third term now.
I am. I came into Oak Island when Oak Island was really down. They were really struggling for money. We were in a very bad place. And in this 2 years terms I've been there, I've been able to turn the town around with help from other council members. We're now on a positive on everything we have. Our surplus money is strong and the town's strong.
You're talking about your reserve fund?
Our reserve fund. When we took over, we were struggling. Well, I mean, we had to let people out, lay off, and that's always bad to do. It really hurt a lot to do that. But we had to be able to pay the bills. And once we got into office, we put a plan together. This is what we wanted to do. And I'm actually proud to say next year, the general fund debt, we will actually have that paid off.
Now, you are running for your third term. This means you've served 8 years. There are three open seats.
There are.
All three incumbents are running for those seats. And there are three challengers. Are you surprised that everybody's being challenged?
There's always been a challenge. Every year I run, there's been a challenge. You make a lot of people happy, and then there's some you can't make happy. And you do your best to work for everybody, and you don't work for one single person. And that's the way I took everything every time I run. I don't work for one person, one group. I work for everybody.
What's your personal connection to Oak Island? Because most people, when they move to a beach town, they don't go there to get involved in local government and essentially have another full-time job. But why do you care so much?
I used to be a very shy person, and I wouldn't get out and speak to anybody. And my mom always told me, if you believe in it, you got to fight for it. So 34 years ago, my wife introduced me to Oak Island, Long Beach, North Carolina. Loved it. Loved the local people. They made you feel like it was home. So we bought a lot on Oak Island in 1995, built our house, and that was going to be our retirement. But my wife works for the school system, so every summer when she came down, she had to leave Oak Island. So I wound up finding a job down here, and we moved. It's just a beautiful place. I mean, there's no place like it. And when you find something you care about and you love, you take care of it. And I've dedicated my time full-time working and dedicated full-time to take care of Oak Island.
Now, I am going to ask you about specific issues, but before we get into that, what kind of letter grade would you give yourself and the town council in terms of performance in this last term?
Well, I've done quite a few articles right now, and I've gave our town council a B+. I think we've done incredible work for the people in the town, but that we make mistakes, and everybody makes mistakes, and I'm not afraid to tell anybody. If I make a mistake, I'm going to admit to it. I'm my own mutt to it, and that's what makes me who I am.
You listed at the beginning of this conversation a lot of the things that you're proud of, which have to do largely with the finances of the town. What do you think you made a mistake on?
Well, the biggest thing we did was we rushed on a parking issue. Our town's growing. It's no hidden secret, no hidden gem anymore, and we have people coming down, tourists, every year, and it's more and more every year. Parking is getting where it's just parking on side of roads, and it gets to a point where our being safe is number one. We've had areas where fire trucks couldn't get down, ambulances couldn't get down streets, and you've got to take all that in consideration when you take this responsibility of running a town. So we started thinking we need paid parking. We also need paid parking to help us with our beach. Tourists come for one reason, the beach. And if you don't have a beach, they're going somewhere else. Our taxes remain low on Oak Island and Brunswick County because of that beach.
And so where does the parking issue need to go?
Right now, it's actually dead with us in the council. We're looking at other ways to be able to fund the beach. We're looking at other ways to be able to make the road safer. And that needs to be, like I said, number one. Safety has to always come first. And we've always got to have that beach for tourists to come. A lot of people don't know that we save roughly about $600 a year on our taxes from Brunswick County because they bring in close to $500 million a year from tourism. So that saves everybody in the town and the county on taxes because of this tourism.
So you've talked about growth, and you have to grapple with the growth. You can't put the stopper on that. How do you walk that line between serving the year-round residents and the tourists?
Well,
because there's a tension there.
There is a big tension, and this is what I've always done. This has always been my little theme. I always put my residents first. Whatever I do, and that's on all my stickers, that's on my car, that's on my website. My residents always come first, and we always look. Right now, we have parking for residents at access areas, and they're close to the beach. What we're looking at doing now is making more access for the residents and having them the ability to be able to go park when they need to. We have stickers that are year-round, and if they have that sticker, they can pull right up to the beach and park, and we're looking at expanding that to give them more opportunities.
Your last beach renourishment was 2017?
It was.
And then there was Florence.
There was Florence, and I have to give credit to our town staff. They took and they documented everything they did, and we brought close to a little bit, right about $13, $15 million from FEMA back into the town because of documentation. We had a project that was done in 2000, a beach nourishment project. It's called the Turtle Project. Corps of Engineers did it. Everybody thought they would not come back and do it. We ask. You never know unless you ask. They decided they're going to do it this year. So we're getting a big stretch to our beach, re-nourished by the Corps of Engineers. And the good thing is we have reserves that we have saved up and beach money we've saved up to be able to help with this.
How much is that going to cost?
We're looking at close to $8 million on the part of the town, and we've got that money saved up for that.
Mm-hmm. Are there? We know that when it comes to shoreline management, that's becoming an industry in itself, and there are more people who are talking about sea level rise and climate change and the increasing frequency and severity of storms and how when you look at the data in some beach communities, the millions of dollars that go into these cubic yards of sand, and then a storm comes and it's gone. Are there other mechanisms or other ways of looking at this that Oak Island is starting to entertain?
Well, Oak Island, we started a process a few years back. We started looking at all our ordinances we had, how we could strengthen our ordinances and make it simpler and easier to be able to build, because Mother Nature is going to do what Mother Nature's doing, and you cannot stop that. And this year we found out with everything we've done, the changes we've made, we've actually got recognized and our insurance rating is going to go down. We're looking at, I think it was 2020, they said it will take effect and they will save closely 5% on their flood insurance.
And what are the changes that led to that?
We've got stricter building that we make them do. So we've
What kind of strict
well,
building?
You're not supposed to have, FEMA sets out guidelines. And you can either follow FEMA's guidelines and state guidelines, or you suffer the consequences. We decide we would follow their guidelines. So they set out what we need to do as far as building closures, and we follow that to a point. And they see what we've been doing with the staff, with the upgrades we've done with staff, the computers, everything we brought in to be able to strengthen our building sector, that they've said, yes, you have done a lot of work, and we're going to recognize you for that.
Now, Oak Island has some pretty unique topography it's a barrier island like most of the beach towns around here, but it also has all these wetlands in different ways. Are you allowing people to build on some of those?
Well, this is the point I don't like. I don't like anybody building on the wetlands, but they take it out of our hands. If they pay a fee, they can actually pay off and build on those wetlands, not to us, but to the state. This money does not even guarantee it comes back to our community. It could go to another state. And that to me, that's wrong. And wetlands are there for a reason, and it's to protect. And that's the way it should be observed, but it ties our hands, and they do not let us control that.
And it also changes what happens during a storm if that's all filled in and built on.
It absolutely does. We've had a few developments, and they've been allowed to do that. Even though we were opposed, they were allowed to fill in and do that.
What can you as a town council member do?
We have fought. We have been to the state myself in the 8 years I've been here. In the last year, we've been to Raleigh close to 6 or 7 times. The mayor, myself, and other council members. Talking to people in Raleigh and saying, look, this is what we need. This is what we need to strengthen our town. A lot of rules that come down is coming from the western part, because they have more congressional leaders. But this is, you got to understand, this is how we have and our way of life is. So we've tried to let them know the problems we have and how they can help us correct all these problems. It just takes effort, it takes time, and it takes a lot of ability to be able to go up there and just plead your case to everybody up there.
Stormwater has been a big issue for Oak Island. In fact, WECT even did what they call an investigation and spoke with some disgruntled homeowners who said the town isn't doing anything. And the homeowners even told WECT, as we see, you know, as we get more rain and our yards flood, our property floods, town council is pretty much ignoring us.
Well, we really haven't ignored. This was the problem that started off. Like I said, when we took office, everything was in dire straits. Things got cut back. Well, when you're rebuilding, it takes time to rebuild. This past year, we added 3 more employees. We added more equipment to be able to tackle these. During Florence, I was actually up in here Wilmington working. I spent 9 days in Wilmington working, but the whole time I was in Wilmington, I was communicating with the residents on the island. When I got off from here in Wilmington, I went straight to their houses and seen some of the stormwater, and I helped them with the town get some of the problems solved. We've got to continue to make sure we clean out all our ditches because that they were being filled in. What we did notice when we were having building going on, some of the ditches were getting closed in. So now we've took more of a stance and saying, look, you got to keep all this protected because when we do have a storm, we've got to be able to make sure this water has a place to flow to. Other issues that I've had that was not tackled back in the past, they were allowed to come in and put fill on lots, and they could sort of get by our height limit by putting fill on the lots. We have stopped all that. We have brought the fill back down to it's just where it's 1 foot above the crown of the road, and that's it. You cannot be able to flood out your neighbor's yard, and you must show by engineer report that that is what is actually happening on your house when you're building it. So we took the steps. It took us a little time because of all the fight back we had to get our town strong again. But we are actually not ignoring people. We've been taking these steps behind the scene to get everything done. And we've been trying to relay the message out there. We're working. It's not solved yet, but we're not stopping.
So Hurricane Florence was, you know, a lot of people had to leave their homes in the barrier island areas. What was the repopulation like, or the reentry like, into Oak Island?
It was confusing. We were working on trying to repair roads. A lot of people don't know the reason we had to really slow it down and so we couldn't let people back on because county had a main break on the sewer system. So they asked us not to let people back on today.
That was Brunswick County.
That was Brunswick
issue.
County. So, and we are tied in with Brunswick County. So that was a big issue. The number one goal that the mayor has and council has is when they come back to the island, it has to be where they're safe. And like I said, safety's number one. It has to be because if you let somebody back on and they get hurt, it's why did you let them back on? So when we look at the whole picture and we got everything together, we decided the right time after everything was repaired that we could let everybody back on. This last storm, before that, we met as a council, and some of the other problem was issues were if you were somebody that lived there and you had somebody with you, they would not let that person come on the island. I was fighting back saying, look, my dad lived with me. He didn't have a license that said he lived at Oak Island, so you're going to tell me I have to leave my dad there. It doesn't matter who's in the car with you. As long as somebody is a homeowner and they're coming back to that town.
And so that's what's going to be true next time.
That is
around.
True now. We've got a new plan we are putting in together. It's actually going to be modeled like MYL. MYL, you get a little, it's like a little pass. You fill out who's in your house, you turn all that in, and then when you come back, everybody knows who should be in that car. If they got contractors who's coming in, they fill out something for their contractors, and the contractors go through the same process. So it'll be a smoother transition this next time we have a storm. I hope we don't, but everything have worked
it's
very hard.
It's just a matter of time.
It's just we work very hard to make sure it's cleared up.
Yeah, and you know that also affects whether people obey evacuation orders if they feel like they're not going to be able to get back.
It does, because this last little storm when we were trying to get everybody just, you know, be safe. And that was my message, be safe. And I even let people know, if you go and you got somebody, you get back on. That was the number one goal and mission for them. They wanted to make sure they could get back when they could. So when everything's good, because we actually have a team that goes out and evaluates, and once they bring the report back, and it's a team of citizens, once they get back and say everything's clear, that's when we open back up.
The North Carolina Court of Appeals ruled against the town of Oak Island on the issue of fees, sewer fees, connection fees for undeveloped lots. What do you think about that ruling?
The last I've heard, we went up to the North Carolina Supreme Court. And that verdict, because one of the judges on the appeals court actually said, yes, we were right. The ruling came down from the state of North Carolina, who allowed the town, along with other towns, to be able to create assessments and district fees because of the construction of it. It wasn't for the flow or anything like that. It's not for all the construction. This system, when it started out, was going to be just a measly $40, $60 million system. It grew. And that's why everybody got upset, because the price tag of it grew so much.
And people who bought undeveloped lots who maybe didn't plan on building there suddenly were hit with these fees.
Absolutely. I was one of those.
Thousands of dollars.
My lot was undeveloped until I built.
Is that fair? I mean, what if you had bought that lot with the intention of holding on to it for a while and then selling the undeveloped lot? Would that be fair to have to pay?
Well, they wasn't paying for any sewer distribution. They were paying for the construction, because everything was run to their lot. So when they built their house, they could tie right into the sewer system. So it's just like if you're going to build on a lot that doesn't have a septic tank, you got to put a septic in. There was no difference in this. The infrastructure was there for them when they build, just like mine. When I built, it was there, so I could tie my stuff in there. But the number one thing was, why this lawsuit was created was, the person who did it thought that none of the people who had houses was paying. But every month, their sewer bill had that in there for them to pay. So they were paying, along with their sewer bill, this district fee, and at the end of the year, they got a credit because they paid. Well, the person didn't like because they got a credit. So that's why he took out the lawsuit. It wasn't that they wasn't paying. They were paying all along.
And now you said this is going to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And what do you expect to happen there?
Well, we're really confident, because everything we have together, I think we're very confident it should pass, because we went strictly by the rules of the General Assembly in North Carolina, and we followed those rules to a T. And it really wasn't this council that started it, but you inherit everything, and we followed everything that we could by the law.
If H2GO gets its RO plant, and that's in Leland, that ostensibly doesn't have anything to do with Oak Island, but it's Oak Island is a customer of Brunswick County Water and Sewer, and Port City Daily actually took a look at how that might impact other Brunswick County water customers. Are you concerned about that? And
well, most of our water comes from wells. It doesn't come from the river. So I'm glad of that. That whole thing, I think, has been a mess, is what I've been hearing. And you know, you got to look at it, and you got to sit down and work together instead of fighting against each other. There could be some good that comes out of this, and if they will work together, I think it would work out in the long run.
But you're not, because most of your water customers are on their own wells. You don't.
Right. We don't. We come from the wells, and we really don't have a fight in that one. I'm sure if we had to get water from the rivers, I think we would be more outspoken on it. And we have been outspoken as far as resolutions supporting where the rivers have been contaminated. Our town always, when it's something that needs to be done, is always leading the way. And we've done that with the beaches, anything we've done.
There was a 2017 citizen survey that the town of Oak Island conducted, and 51% said they did not support future development of resorts and hotels. What does that tell you, and where do you think you can take economic growth? How do you help shape that?
Well, we have a referendum that we have a certain building height. And most of the hotels and resorts do not want to come because of that building height. I think it's about 4 years ago, somebody was wanting to build, but, you know, the residents have to vote on this. And they love our laid-back, small-town charm. And I think if we want to do the economic development. There's a place that's getting ready to be built, and they're working on it right now, right off the island on 211. It's Pine Forest. I've been working with them since I came into office 7 years ago. I've been working with them. I've sort of been their contact person when they get ready to do things. They're getting ready to do some just incredible stuff out there, and they should be really breaking the news within the first of the year. I'm excited about it. I think our council will be excited about it, and I think once they get this going, I think that the development out on 211 will pick up, and it will bring more opportunity for employment, and it will bring more opportunity for our children to be able to go to work in different places besides tourism industry.
So let's say, Jeff Weinkauf, that you are reelected and you serve another 4 years. Looking back on this third term that you're completing, how is Oak Island different because of you?
I can say that I've been able to give kids a splash pad to come play in the summers. I can say that I've treated the town's checkbook like it was my own. If we don't have the money, I don't vote to spend it. I have not voted to raise a tax since I've been in office. And I can honestly say that when a resident reaches out to me and I can help them, that's what I do. I had one the other night. I was sitting at supper. She sent me a message. I need your help. I stopped eating, got on the horn to our town manager and said, can we help? And he responded. So I'm a person who, for a living, I work helping people. And when I'm with town council, I do the same thing. And I want to be somebody on this third term that they can say, well, yes, Jeff does help us.
Okay, now, you have absolute power. You get one project or one initiative. You don't have to raise money or build consensus or anything. And it gets done the way you want it to go. What is that one thing that you just want to happen a certain way?
That's hard. That's a hard question. I would like to be able to pay off his general fund debt. I mean, I've worked so hard on that. And we have other projects that we need to do. Our rec center's been there since I don't know how long. And we've got some that say use our reserves to build a new one. But, you know, we've reached out. We've got grants to rebuild our pier. We've reached out and we've got applying for a grant for beach sand. And I think we need to reach out and look for a grant to help with our rec center and stop looking at how we can spend money and look how we can save money for our residents.
Is there anything else we haven't talked about that you think it's really important people understand about who you are?
I'm a person of compassion. I fight for what I believe in, and I will always go to bat for the person that needs my help. I leave no stone unturned when I'm trying to find out where to bring money in for the town. I don't know nothing but to work hard, and I've always done that, and I will continue to do that if I get reelected.
Jeff Weinkauf, thank you so much for being with us and for sharing your views with our listeners.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.